this variant is so aggressive and the progression is so rapid that we are finding that more and more we're having to intubate patients sooner, and they're blowing through some of the treatment modalities that we relied upon even 6 months ago.
Dr. Ben Peary of Valley View Hospital was part of a panel this week talking about the Delta COVID-19 variant and how the hospital is dealing with an increase of coronavirus patients. He said that when COVID numbers dropped this year, more people came in for elective surgeries. Add to that local emergencies and other routine care patients, and Valley View, he said, is very busy.
Our capacity for absorbing a large number of COVID patients is actually less because we're busier than we were this time last year.
Dr. Kevin Coleman, Chief Medical Officer at Grand River Health and Rifle, agreed.
Across this nation, in areas with lower vaccination rates, we are seeing increases in hospitalizations and COVID cases. And when you couple that in Western Colorado with the emergence of the Delta strain of COVID in our community, the potential to overwhelm our local healthcare systems is evident. Even now, St. Mary's Hospital, our largest regional center, is filling up with ventilated COVID patients.
Sarah Brainerd with Garfield County Public Health said that neighboring counties are seeing a high incidence rate, which can spill over into Garfield County. But the COVID-19 case rate in Colorado is higher than the national rate.
Colorado is the second to Missouri with the proportion of Delta variant cases that we're seeing throughout the state.
The rise in case rates is coming mainly from those not vaccinated against the virus. Brainerd used a graph of Colorado counties to show that when the COVID vaccination rate is high, fewer people are hospitalized. Eagle, Boulder, and Broomfield counties have the lowest incidence rate at less than 5%, because close to 70% of their population has been vaccinated. Garfield County is at the higher end of the scale, since fewer than half the population has been vaccinated. Mesa County has an incidence rate of more than 20%. Just over 40% of the population has been vaccinated. Dr. Ben Peary noted that about 10% of the Valley View Delta variant cases have been breakthrough cases or cases in vaccinated patients.
We know that the Delta variant is more aggressive, and we have had some breakthrough cases specifically related to the Delta variant. I can't speak to whether the two deaths in Garfield County were fully vaccinated or not, but I will tell you that as we are going through this upswing in number of cases, the Delta variant is solely responsible for this increase in hospitalizations.
The Delta variant has symptoms similar to the original COVID-19 strain, but patients tend to decline faster. All panelists agreed that those who choose not to get vaccinated and have other illnesses or are between the ages of 30 and 50 are the most vulnerable to the Delta variant. Dr. Kevin Coleman said that some of the reasons he's heard against vaccination include personal freedom and not trusting the vaccine.
I grew up in Western Colorado, born and raised in Hotchkiss, and was taught the importance of individual liberties and the personal responsibilities that has made this country so great. But there are occasions wherein societal obligations trump this liberty. If our hospitals fill up with unvaccinated COVID patients, the inability to care for patients with other life-threatening illnesses will be compromised. And over time, this virus may continue to mutate, rendering our current vaccines ineffective, further endangering our most vulnerable population.
Coleman and Peary agreed that having had COVID-19 does not act like a vaccine.
Having had the virus does not protect you from getting it again, and it doesn't confer the length of protection that a vaccine would. So I would not want people to feel reassured that because they had the virus in November that they're safe. To the contrary, I think it builds a false sense of confidence.
Garfield County Public Health is ramping up free vaccine clinics for the rest of June and into July from Carbondale to Parachute. Peary said that if we want to gain control over the pandemic, we need to treat it like a war, with vaccinations as our first defense.
Dr. Coleman used the example of kind of a military view of it. And when we asked people to go to war in after September 7, 1941, people jumped at it. They recognized it as a larger American problem. I was a little surprised at how people view COVID as an individual problem, and it's really not. This is a war. It just happens to be a virus that's bringing it to our doorstep.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.